Perek Kaftet, this chapter talks about Yirmiyah's letter to Babel. As we will see in the coming chapters, Yirmiyah writes many different letters to different people. He writes to the kings of Yehuda. And this is a chapter where he writes a letter to the Jewish community that is already in exile in Babel. Pasuk Aleph. Ve'ele divrei ha-sefer asher shalach Yirmiyah ha-nevi מירושלים, אל יתר זקני הגולה, ואל הכהנים, ואל הנביאים, ואל כל העם, אשר הגלה נבוכדנצר מירושלים בבלה. These are the words of the letter that Yirmiyah sent from Yerushalayim to the remnants of the elders of the exile, and to the Kohanim, to the Nebiim, and all the nation that Nebuchadnezzar exiled from Jerusalem to Babel. Pasuk Bet. Ahare set Yechoniah HaMelech, after the Yechoniah HaMelech veHagvira and his mother left Jerusalem, they removed Jerusalem, veHasarisim Sarei Yehuda, and we'll call the Sarisim, here we'll translate as servants. Sarei Yehuda, the offices of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, the harash v'mazger Yerushalayim, and the harash, artisans, mazger, the gatekeepers from Yerushalayim. Pasuk Gimel. Biyad el Asa ben Shafan u'gmariyah ben Hadkiyah. He sent it in the hands of these two individuals, asher shalach Sidkiyah melech Yehuda and Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel. These were two messengers that Tzidkiyahu sent to Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel. We don't know why he sent them, but they were Shlichim, and Yirmiyahu apparently knows that they're Shlichim from the king, so he himself writes a letter to send to those that are exiled in Babel. Pasuk Dalet. כה אמר אדוני צבאות אלוהי ישראל לכל הגולה אשר הגלתי מירושלים בבל. This is the word of Hashem that for all of the golah, the exiles that I exiled from Yerushalayim to Babel. And now this is going to be Yirmiyah's advice to them. בנו בתים ושבו וניטעו גנות ואכלו את פריין. He tells them, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit. Pasuk Vav. Kehu nashim. Marry women. Behulidu banim ubanot. And have children. Ukhu libnechem nashim. Marry off your sons. Venet binotechem tenu la'anashim. And your daughters give to men to marry. Veteladna banim ubanot. And they should have sons and daughters. Urvusham. And procreate there. Ve'altimatu. And don't limit. Ve'dirshu et shalom ha'ir asher igleti etchem. Here's even a stronger sense. And not only that, but I want you to seek the peace of the city that you are exiled there. Shema. Ve'itpadelu ba'ada. Pray for it el Adonai to God. Ki b'shloma yelechem shalom. For in its peace, you will have peace. So, Yirmiyah is telling them, just live a normal life in Babel. Accept that as your new home on a more long-term basis. And even goes further. Certainly don't rebel, but pray for the welfare of Babel, your archenemy. And this last line, Deshuot Shlomair, is always quoted in much literature that is a source for always seeking the peace of the country that you live in. But what is interesting here is, apparently, as we'll see in the next few psukim, this is something that Yirmiyah felt he needed to send because there was people in Babel, amongst the exiles of Babel, who were talking about revolting or aiding in the revolt of Yehuda, or coming back to Yehuda, or dreaming of coming back. So in a sense, as we just saw Hananiah prophesizing, there is not only that fervor of the exiles coming back to Yehuda in Yehuda, but even in Babel itself, they seem to desire to return. And Yirmiyah is telling them, don't do that. Pasuk het, Kiko amar Adonai Tzevot Elohei Yisrael, al yasiu lechem nevi'echem asher bekirbechem bekosmechem, ve'al tishme'u el halomotechem asher atem mahlimim. So now we see the source of this fervor. So Hashem tells them, do not pay attention to the prophets that are in your midst and the sorcerers, and don't listen to their dreams that they are dreaming for you. Ki b'sheket him nib'im lechem b'shmi. They are prophesizing falsely in my name, lo shlachtim no mashem. I did not send them. So now we see that there seems to be nivim, nivyei sheker in Bavel, who are prophesizing in the name of God. We were going to learn who they are later. Yirmiyah will actually name them. These specific nivim that are in Bavel that are prophesizing a return to Yehuda. Pasuk Yud. Kicho amar Adonai ki lefi melot lebavel shivim shana efkod etchem vakimoti alechem et devari hatov lashiv etchem al hamakom hazeh. Yirmiyah reiterates the 70-year prophecy that on the completion of Babel's 70 years, then I will remember you and I will fulfill for you my promise to bring you back to this place. As we mentioned earlier, the 70 years is calculated differently. The basic 70 years of Babel is 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 of Abel Merodach, and 2 of Belshazzar, you have 70. And that's how many of the Mefarshim counted. The Metzudot here says he wants to start from the second year of Nebuchadnezzar when he captured Joachim, and that would lead to the 70 years completion, would lead not to the destruction of Babel, Al Yedei Paras, but to the Kodesh giving permission to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Others yet talk about 70 years not to Babel, but from the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash to the completion of the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. So you have different ways to count the 70 years. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki anochi yadati et ha-machshavot asher ani hoshev alechem neum Adonai. Machshavot shalom ve'lo l'ra'a datet lechem aharit v'tikra. Yirmiyah explains. I know the thoughts that I am thinking about you. Meaning God himself knows what he's thinking. Right? And these are thoughts of peace, not evil. By telling you to stay there, I am not giving you, not trying to ruin your hope. I'm trying to give you peace. Latet lechem aharit v'tikva. I want to give you a future and hope. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ukratem oti. You will call out to me. V'alachtem v'ilatpalaltem elai. And you will pray towards me. V'shamati lechem. And I will listen to you. Meaning the time is not right for you to start a revolution. You need to work on yourselves in a spiritual sense. There's reasons for your galut that need to be fixed. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Bikashtem oti umtzatem. Kiti drishuni b'chol levavchem. Seek me out and you'll find me if you search with all your hearts. Pasuk Yodalit. Benimseti lachem neum Adonai. I will make myself available to you. V'shevti et shivutechem. And I will return your captivity. V'kibatzti etchem. I will gather you mikol ha-goyim from among all the nations. V'kol ha-makomot asher yedachti etchem sham neum Adonai. And from all the places that I scattered you there. V'ashivoti etchem el ha-makom asher igleti etchem misham. And I will return to you from the place that I exiled you from. Pasuk Tetvav. Ki amartem hekim lanu Adonai nevi'im babela. And we have this. Pasuk says, Ki amartem, because you said, hekim lanu Adonai nevi'im babela. You now don't believe my words because you believe that God gave nevu'ah to the prophets in Babel. And that's totally false. That last pasuk really ends this idea of Yirmiyah addressing the people in the galut, but it also acts as an introduction to the next pasuk Because if they, in order to prove these Nevi'im falsely, Yirmiyah now tells him what he is saying to the people that live in Yehuda. Ki ko aman Adonai el melech hayoshev el kisei David ve'el kol ha'am hayoshev ba'ir hazot. Achechem asher lo yatzu itchem ha'gola. Itchem ha'gola. Because this is what Hashem is saying to the king who's actually sitting on the throne of David. Again, the legitimate king. And the people are actually sitting still in Yerushalayim. Your brothers, Hashem lo yasu itechem bagola. Your brothers that did not go to with you to the gola. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ko amar Adonai Sevaot, hineni mishaleach ba mitacherev ve'etarav. I'm going to send you three things, right? The sword, famine, plague. V'natati otam b'te'inim ha-she'arim asher lo te'achalna meroa. And I will make them like the detestable figs that cannot be eaten from... because they are so bad. This refers back to the comparison of Pitin Perikaf Dalid of the two barrels of figs, and the Jews in Yehuda are compared to the inedible figs. So he says, this is what I'm prophesizing to the people who are actually living in Yehuda. They will be destroyed. So this should prove that the people who have already left are not coming back. But it also indicates that the people in Yehuda who are not listening to my words are going to be in trouble, and they are like the bad figs. But you, in Bavel, you now can be compared to the good figs if you heed my words and just live normal lives and stay put in Bavel without attempting any revolution. Pasuk Yud Chet. Now I will pursue them with sword, famine, and plague. I will make them a horror in front of all of the nations of the earth. For a curse, for desolation. Whistling, or harpa, for shame. Amongst all the nations that I scattered them there. Pasuk Yotet Tahat Asher Lo Shamu et Devarai, because they did not listen to my words, Lo Mashem Asher Shalachti Lehem et Avadai Nevi'im, because I sent to them my servants, the Nevi'im, Hashkem V'Shalawah, early in sending them, V'Lo Shmatem, they did not listen, Lo Mashem V'Atem Shimu Devar Adonai, you listen to the word of God. All of the exile that I sent from Yerushalayim to Babel. So Yirmiyah is pleading with them not to rebel and to listen and not to follow the mistakes of those that are still in Yehuda. It's an interesting commentary of Abarbanel here. Abarbanel, throughout a lot of these Nevuot HaPuranut, views the Nevuah in living history. And we know that Barbanel lived through difficult times in Gerush Sefarad. So he takes these psukim, not just for the time of Yirmiyahu, but for all time in Jewish history, and even to his time. And he talks about the Herev, which was in what he sees as the forced conversions that was done by the sword. He talks about the Dever, when they left, they were hit by plagues on the roads. He talks about the Ra'av, that even when the exiles got to the new countries and there was no food, not enough food, that the newcomers, the farmers, were the last to receive food. They wouldn't even allow people to sell them food. So he just applies very interestingly the Nevuah to his life and times. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Ko amad Adonai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael El Ahav Ben Kolaya. These are the two false prophets. That are prophesying in my name falsely. הנני נותן אותם ביד נבוכדנצר מלך בבל והקם לעיניכם. I will give them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and he will strike them before your eyes. פסוק כפת, ולוקח מהם כללה לכל גלות יהודה. And a curse will be taken from them for all of the exiles of Yehuda asher bebabel. Lemor, yisimecha Adonai chesedkiyahu kahav asher kalam melech babel baish. This is a play on beracha, yisimecha, right, as a beracha, Ephraim and Asher. Here it's yisimecha Hashem chesedkiyahu kahav. When you're cursing someone, you curse them that you should be like chesedkiyahu kahav, that melech babel burnt in the fire. And why? Pasuk of Gimel, Yirmiyah makes now a strong accusation. Yan asher asu nevalah b'Yisrael. They did an abomination in Israel. V'yinafu et nesher ehem. Not only did they actually committed adultery with the wives of their friends. V'yidaberu davar b'shmi sheker. And they prophesied my name falsely. Asher lo tzivitim. That I did not command them. V'anuchi hayodeya va'ed umanai. And I, the one who knows and bears witness, Hashem. Interesting midrash about these people. This is, what does this mean? That they were adulterers. Yirmiyah is accusing these people from far off land. They were adulterers. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a story that they actually first had adultery with the Jewish women, and then they used their nevuah for the rich Babylonian women, and then they had the audacity to try on Nebuchadnezzar's wife. And when Nebuchadnezzar heard this, he says, he was incensed, and he says, I'm going to throw you in the fire like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Yeah, if it's true that you got this through nevuah, and that's what you said you were supposed to do to have ni'uf, then okay, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test your nevuah by throwing you into fire. At which point they said, no, and they said, we're only two. So he says, okay, pick a third. And they picked Yoyada Kohen. And then they were all thrown into the fire. Two were burnt. And not Yoyada, I'm sorry. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol emerged out of the fire with only his clothes singed. That's the story in the Gemara. So we see here that this concept of ni'uf and their accusation of ni'uf and their accusation of nevuah sheked are connected. Pasuk kafdalit. Yirmiyah is now addressing a person, a leader in Bavel. His name is Shemayah HaNehelami. Be'el Shemayah HaNehelami tomad lemon. Tell him this. Nehelami, the Radak says, because he is one who is holem. He is one who is a dreamer. And that's why he's called this name, Nehelami. And he apparently is a member of the camp leader of the camp in Bavel, who is encouraging revolution. And when he heard or read the letter of Yirmiyah, he got very angry. And now Yirmiyah is addressing him because he, as we'll see, he wrote a letter to the leaders in Yerushalayim against Yirmiyah. So now, here's Yirmiyah addressing him. Ko amar l'nai tzevot Elohei Yisrael emor. Yan asher ata shalachta b'shimcha svarim el kol ha'am. Because you sent in your name letters to all the nation asher b'Yerushalayim, ve'el Sefania ben Ma'asiyah Kohen, and to Sefania, apparently the leaders of the Kohanim, the head Kohen, Kohen Gadol, all the Kohanim saying, and this is now the content of Shemaya's letter. Adonai nitanecha Kohen tahat Yehoyada Kohen. You are Kohen instead of Yehoyada Kohen. Liyot pekidim bet Adonai. You are in charge of you're the officials in the Bet HaMikdash. Lechol ish mishuga. To take care of every crazy person. Umitnabe. That's prophesizing, alluding to Yirmiyah as a crazy person. Put him into prison, or into stocks. פסוק כ"ז, ואתה למה לא גערת בירמיהו האנטוטי המתנבא לכם? Why have you not condemned Yirmiyah from Anatot that is prophesizing to you? פסוק כ"ח, כי על כן שלח אלינו בבל לאמור, because he sent to us saying, לאמור, ארוכה היא, the exile will be long, בנו בתים ושבו, build houses and dwell in them, וניטעו גנות ואכלו את פריהן, and plant gardens and eat their fruit. So this is now this Shemaiah's letter condemning Yirmiyah to the leaders in Yerushalayim, of the leaders of the Beit HaMikdash. ויקרא סיפניה כהן את הספר הזה באוזני ירמיהו הנביא. And Sifaniah reads the letter in front of Yirmiyah. So apparently this Shemaiah felt clearly that Sifaniah would just agree with him, but Sifaniah reads the letter to the ears of Yirmiyah. Pasuk Lamed. Vayhi devar Adonai Yirmiyah lemor. The word of Hashem comes to Yirmiyah. Shelach al kol ha-gola lemor. Ko amar Adonai el Shemaiah nechalami. Send to all of the exile. This is a prophecy specifically about Shemaiah nechalami. Yan eshir nibba lechem Shemaiah v'ani lo shelachtiv. Because he prophesied to you and I didn't send him. And he reassured you falsely. Pasuk lamid bet. Lachen ko amar Adonai. Hineni fuked al Shemaiah nechalami. I will now deal with Shemaiah. Ve'al zaro, and on his descendants. Lo yelo ish yoshev betoch amazeh. He will not have a man that will sit amidst this nation. He will not see the good that I will eventually do to my nation, Noam Hashem. Because he spoke falsely on Hashem. Shemaiah tried to bring the redemption earlier, and a midah k'neged midah, that even when it eventually come, not him or his descendants will be amongst the people that will benefit.